Academy. Very exciting times ahead. Campus outreach, RUF, our campus ministries are rolling as always. Our youth ministry program is healthy. Our children's ministry program, our nursery, our new nursery facility and nursery director, she's amazing. I could go into ministries that would say if we could get those ministries to do their things, then yeah, I can imagine $1 million and 200 more people. But ministry is not the answer. That is the sellout, and to be quite honest with you, that is the failure of the modern day evangelical strategy, which is just to build a big church with ministries everywhere to get everybody to come. That is not the biblical strategy. The biblical strategy is that we are to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. If you think this is impossible, imagine 11 ragtag disciples and Jesus standing there saying, go make disciples of all the nations. 11. At least we've got 1,000. 11. He says this, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. And even, I love that he put this in, and some doubted. They worshiped him and doubted him. Yeah, right, you know. Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. I can see why they doubted him. Teaching them to observe all that I command you. Behold, I am with you always to the ends of the age. Talk about mission impossible, and yet here we are. 11 people has grown into the institution that we know as the Catholic Church, little c, Catholic Church. Jesus had only 11, we have hundreds. What would happen if we have buy-in from everybody? Institutional growth via individual growth. We just can't say any longer, Trinity, build our church. Campus Outreach, RUF, build our church. Mac Holt, go get the best youth program. So it'll build, that's not the way it works. And by the way, they're all moving and shaking and killing it and doing a great job. To be honest with you, you can't just say, music people, put on a great service. Robert, preach great sermons. It'll build a church. This will happen. That can all work, but $1 million in a year, 200 people growth happens with individual buy-in that leads to institutional growth. For those, now, let's put it this way. This is the problem I think where we get hung up on, though. The idea remains too abstract and not practical. It will never become actualized unless it is actual. So I am going to do something this year for us that is as make it as easy as I know how. For those of you who know me, you know that this is my weakness as a leader. I love ideas. I love big visions. I love big pictures. I love thinking. I love philosophizing and theologizing, and I abhor details. But I have a team who says, Robert, you have to give us da-da-da-da. So I'm going to do it. I'm refusing to let my leadership deficiency stand in the way. I am going to make this easy for you, okay? And I'm going to even be cheesy, which just kills me. This is painful. I'm going to make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay. Here's what I'm asking every single person at TCPC to do this year. If you are a member or call TCPC home, 1, 2, 3, to commit to this year. 1 prayer request. I have all our pastors do this. 1 prayer request of God that we are going to pray for each of you for the whole year that kind of becomes the theme for your year. 1 prayer request. For example, I'll share Mark Randall's for this year. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to share your prayer request. I'll share mine this year. This is my prayer request this year. We just met in June, and we all said, here's what I want everybody praying for. And I'll say it to you, so now you can all hold me accountable. So this is scary. All right. Lord, I pray I would use my gifts to intentionally disciple my sons and lead my wife. Now, why is that my prayer request? Because what I have noticed is that I have all of these gifts that the Lord has given me, and I dream big dreams, and I'm such a visionary, and I wake up and I just think about how TCPC this, TCPC that, and running and all this stuff. And then I have the tendency to be exhausted and just shut down at home and kind of piece together that. But what if I took my visionary gifts and teaching gifts and communication gifts that the Lord has given me and I said, what if I thought of my home that way? What would that do for my wife and kids? And it would be incredible for my wife and kids, and they're longing for me to do it. So there you go, 500 people, hold me accountable. So that's my one prayer request. What's your one prayer request this year that you are going to pray? Two by faith commitments. And I really mean by faith, okay? By faith. A commitment you are making this year that requires faith on your part. Now, one of those is going to be financial, and one of those is going to be spiritual. When I say financial, I want you to, by faith, make a financial commitment. We're out of the capital campaign, okay? Now we're talking about the church. One by faith financial commitment. If you are not tithing to the local church, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that needs to be it. That just needs to be your, this is it. This is the year I'm going to start tithing. I'm going to change my habits. I'm going to change my budget. I'm going to change my lifestyle. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to tithe to the church. But it goes beyond that. If you're tithing, don't just stop there. Give above and beyond to the church, to other things. Abby and I, you know that I never like being the, I never like trying to like uphold myself as the model, like follow me kind of popish weirdness to a local church. If anything, I try to, you know, let you in on my weaknesses so that you can see Jesus as the hero. But I do think when it comes to finances, it's important for the church to hear the leader of the institution go first, okay? So Abby and I, we tithe. Abby and I tithe to the church, and we also give to some other things above and beyond the church. So, but Abby and I are going to increase our tithe $100. So we're going to give $100 extra to the church this year. Now, that may not seem like a lot to you. May seem like a lot to you. May not seem like a lot to you. But trust me, when I feed my boys eggs, they eat two cartons of them. $100 is a lot for the Cunningham household. And so, the week before college football, I am cutting cable. We're going to find $100. And we're going to increase it. It could be something like increasing above your tithe. It could be maintaining the same pace you were doing during the capital campaign. Like during the capital campaign, many of you were tithing and then giving above. You keep doing that. It could be that. It could be thinking creatively for more income that you can give. A lot of you did think creatively during the capital campaign to give. You could do that. You could think creatively of how to give more. It could be getting us out of debt, and I mean that. I know for a fact that there is enough capital in this congregation for us to be debt-free this time next year. I know that. I know that. You could be the one who says enough's enough. We'll set this free. I'm tired of spending $250,000 a year on debt. We're going to be done with debt. Somebody could, by faith, say, I'm going to do it. Or some of you could get together and say, by faith, let's do it. So, I don't know. One financial commitment, one spiritual commitment. Here's what I mean by that. I just want you to say, I want to make it simple. I don't make it overcomplicated. Not like be more like Christ this year. I want you to take one sin and say, I am mortifying this sin this year. I am so tired of this owning my life. I've been struggling with it for so long. I am going after this. One habit that you've always wished you had in your life. One thing. I'll share. So 2 years ago for me, it was my physical health. It was terrible. Eating healthy, eating unhealthy, no exercise, just terrible sleep, all that stuff. And I just said, enough's enough. And Jesus saved my soul and CrossFit saved my body. I'm just kidding. Jesus saved my body too. But I got into CrossFit, I got addicted, and I said, enough's enough. And that was last year. And I'm going to ask you, maybe it's a habit to cultivate. Maybe it's a sin to kill. Maybe it's a relationship to mend. Maybe it's, for the first time, I'm going to read the Bible. I don't know. But one spiritual thing you're going after this year. So one financial by faith commitment, one spiritual by faith commitment. And then Number three, three evangelistic relationships. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I want you to choose three people that you are going to pray for every day and that you are going to try to lead to Jesus Christ. Three people by name. The needs of the city are great. It's a lost world. Your neighborhood's full of them. Choose three. Choose three, three evangelistic relationships. And I want TCPC to grow by 200, but I want us to grow by 200 via conversion. So this is not three people who are dissatisfied at their church and you say, oh, come to church with me. This is three people who need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they will be converted, and then we will grow that way. I am fine if you have friends that are unhappy at their church and you say, come check out my church. That's fine, okay? I'm not trying to say any of that. It's fine. But three people that you're praying toward as a family, that you're opening your home toward in hospitality, that you're sharing your faith, and I know you'll give me the, I don't know how to do it. Yes, you do. You have a testimony to share. The Spirit will help you in your weaknesses, for you don't know how to pray as you want, but He'll do it. Talk. It works. You could sign them up for the Foundations Weekend, and I'll tell them. You could just say, hey, come, for those of you who just went to the Foundations Weekend, nothing is more boom, 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 gospel-centric than that Foundations Weekend. And you could say, hey, I'd love for you to join me on a Friday, Saturday morning to come hear about Christianity. And sign them up, and you come and sit through Foundations Weekend. I don't know. There's three people you're going after. So I'm taking it even further, okay? So one, two, three. You got it? Easy? Here's how serious we are about this. You are going to be getting a form, you're going to be getting an online form. It says one, two, three. Very simple to fill out. It's going to be the easiest thing in the world to fill out. You're going to be able to do it in 2 minutes. We're going to give you a couple weeks to pray about it, but you're going to be getting a form that only the pastors are going to see. Here's my one prayer request for the year. Only the pastors will see it, and we will pray it. We will pray it. I give you my word, we will work through those prayer requests. Here are my two commitments, financial and spiritual. Here are my commitments. Only the pastors will see it. If your financial commitment is something that you just don't want to let the pastors in on, then we'll just do our Bobby, our church administrator, who's the only one who sees the financial numbers. You can say in there, I'm gonna share it with Bobby. But two commitments, one financial, one spiritual. Tell me your sin, please. If you are in the throes of an addiction and you need to say, this year I'm done with pornography, tell us, please. Nobody else will know, and we will help you. We will help you with that. And then here are three names that I want you to be praying about. We will not broadcast that. I won't even know who they are. Just three names that the pastors are going to be praying that Jesus would save their souls. I really believe this. If you all do that, if every member at TCPC, and this is being recorded, I hope, is this being recorded? Okay, good. This is being recorded, so we'll make sure everybody in the congregation gets it, because we're going to get this form in a couple weeks. Fill it out. It's going to be uploaded into the most fantastic new organized database that Bobby has for us that is going to make it easy for us to help guide you through this. But we want to shepherd you through this. And I believe, on top of all of the great things that is TCPC, so on top of the RUF, you know, on top of the youth ministry, on top of the preaching and all that stuff, all the great institutional stuff, that individual stuff added into that, I think the end of that will be a network, Bluegrass Network. And I think $1 million and 200 people, I think we'll come back and say, boy, that was more than we asked or imagined. So let me pray that it happens. Lord, give us courage to go after this year individually, all of us. And it starts with me. And I pray that I would take this seriously. Lord, I pray that I would use my gifts to disciple my wife and children. I pray that you would take our 100 extra dollars and, Lord, multiply it. Maybe you have more for us. I don't know. Lord, I pray for my three lost friends that are on my heart. I pray for their salvation. And, Lord, I pray that all of us would take this seriously and commit ourselves individually to growing this not just this church, but this movement of Christ's glory and the good of the bluegrass into a network that exists for this. And when that happens, Lord, we believe with all our hearts that where you have us will be different. But it starts with us. Bring revival. May it begin in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.